Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Keyser here with you on this Thursday morning. Preds going for win number 7 in a row tonight as they host the Minnesota Wild at Bridgestone Arena. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. And welcome in Predators head coach Andrew Brunette. Andrew, good morning. How you doing?
Morning, fellas. Doing good.
Doing good. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Andrew, obviously, team's playing really well right now, 6 wins in a row. What have you liked the most about the approach, the process, and, of course, the way that your team is playing through this stretch?
No, I think we found our game. Obviously, we lost it a little bit after the break and had a disappointing result at home and went through a little adversity. And I think it made us a little stronger, made us come together a little closer and pull the same rope, I think, all of us. So it's been a good response. I like where our game's at. I really like the relentlessness which we're playing at, and we're getting results. You know, I think we've had stretches this year we played as well and didn't get the results, and now we're probably a little bit more battle-tested as the year went on, and we're getting better in certain situations like closing a game out, et cetera. It's been a really good response to, you know, tough couple games at home before we left.
Well, speaking of closing games out, Andrew, obviously, you know, opponent gets no shots on goal, what, 2 shot attempts in a period. Was it as good as that suggests in the third period the other night?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, you'd be mindful they were in a back-to-back, but, you know, they were down. So I think our approach was rock solid, and I thought it was all through that trip. We were focused on getting the lead and doing the right things when we had the lead. And a lot of the year we've had leads and we've kind of slowly dissipated in the third period or late in the second period. So I think our mindset's been tight. We've grown as a group. We've understood where certain situations, a game management, a lot better than we did early in the year. And we're still building our game, but it was great responses in third periods. And that's, I think, looking back, is probably the thing you're most excited about or most proud about the group.
Andrew, you were very complimentary of Michael McCarron's line the other night, just the way that they've been setting the tone for you guys. And, you know, 3 guys that are not necessarily known for their offense, but right now, if you look at the numbers, I mean, they're driving play and they're putting up points. What do you think has allowed them to be as successful as they have been, that line specifically, over the stretch?
Well, they've kind of set the identity here the last little stretch, and they played as well as any line we've had right now. And we've been looking for that secondary scoring a lot of the year, and to see them step up and play the way they did. But more important than the results for me was the way they dictated our game. And they really brought, again, the word relentless, but that's if you watch them, that's kind of what they are in the puck. They're a heavy forechecking team. They're long, they could skate, and they can make plays. So they've really driven our team through a little bit of a turbulent time in our game and helped us find our game back. So they've been great.
UC Saros traditionally plays extremely well late in seasons, Andrew. But and as you know, I mean, so much of the discussion on this program, other programs, just in media in general, is trading deadline and all those things, and the big picture of like which way this franchise is going at goaltender. So he knows that. He's dealing with that. Meantime, it seems like he's really maybe finding his game. Where do you think he is, and how's he managing that, and what would it mean if peak Saros is a nightly thing for this team?
Yeah, he's been great. And obviously, he probably hears the noise, as we all do at times. In fairness to him, things have changed a little bit, and he was getting accustomed to the way we played, I think, early in the year in different parts of the season where it was a little bit different. But I really found he's kind of settled in real nice. I mean, both our goaltending, Lanks was great too. His stretch, well, basically all year, Lanks has played some really big games. But with Juice, he's really settled in and he's dialed in right now. And kind of exactly what I was told, he kind of gets better as the season goes on. And he's playing at the highest level that he's played all year. So for us, that's exciting. And obviously, that's both goaltenders, but Juice has really helped put us in a position here where we found our game, got ourselves back right, and given ourselves a chance here.
Predators head coach Andrew Brunette with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Andrew, we saw another one of those games the other night where Roman Josi took over offensively, and he's playing really well. The numbers right now, really on both sides of the puck, are really, really good. Offensively, with the skill set that he has, What's it been like from your perspective to coach him, and where do you think his game is at right now as you guys enter crunch time down the regular season?
Yeah, I think his game's gotten stronger, especially since after Christmas. I really think it's taken off to another level. I think same with Juice and same with a lot of our guys. It's a little different. You know, he's probably asked him to be a little bit uncomfortable. I think he was used to doing things a certain way, and he was great at it. And when a player that puts up the numbers he has in the past, and he asked him to play a little bit differently, it takes a little time. And he was selfless enough to really buy in, even though early on he was probably a little frustrated in the results. But I think he's starting to reap some of the rewards, or he's getting accustomed to the way we're asking him to do things. And he's a special talent. He's a world-class talent, and he's been fun to coach. I think what sticks out a little bit that people kind of forget is his leadership in these times. He's just, even with his game, that his selfless attitude that he puts the team first all the time, sometimes at a fault. Sometimes you'd like to see him be a little bit more Roman focused, but he's been great. And he's played, like I said, since Christmas. I think his game's been off the charts and kind of Norris potential, you know, candidate for sure.
Well, speaking of leadership, obviously the loss to Dallas, and you guys have flipped it around and playing great hockey right now. And it sounds like there wasn't some like Newt Rockne speech, you know, in there, but certainly a lot of conversation and leadership that went into it. Beyond like Roman and the leadership group, anyone else in the room that you've seen sort of step up in that way?
Well, I think the leadership group and the older guys, I think when you go through times like that and you know, being on different teams for a long time, it can go a couple different ways. And I think in that situation, a lot of our older guys have been through things. They've understood different parts of the seasons. They've been on winning teams. They've been on really good teams that, you know, got to the end. So they understood, and they knew it wasn't good enough. And they knew they were extremely disappointed in what was going on. And they understood where we were during the season. So I think they kind of took over. I mean, you know, a coach can say whatever he wants. It's the players that are going to dictate kind of what happens. And they banded together, and they understood where they were, and they didn't like where they were, and they made a concerted effort to get ourselves back to our game. So I think they've understood. But I mean, there's secondary leadership that goes into every team, and a lot of times the secondary leadership kind of drives you, and that you can say that with Lozon and McCarron and Tarrier and you know, those guys that maybe we overlook sometimes. You even look at a Novak, his game's picked up. So I think everybody's kind of grabbed a little piece of that leadership pie and put us in a position that where we're in right now. And this is a fun time of year to play hockey. And, you know, I like where our team's at.
So Andrew, you mentioned earlier the secondary scoring that, you know, earlier in the season was a problem at times for your group. It's been really good over this winning streak here. What do you think has clicked with some of the guys that maybe were struggling earlier in the year, and why do you think they've been so consistent putting the puck in the back of the net the last six games?
Yeah, I mean, good question. What should I do? You know, I think, I wish I had an answer for that. I think probably their game, like a guy like Tommy Novak's game was coming in January, end of January. You know, obviously coming off that injury, you know, maybe we rushed him a little bit. I think he was in a hurry to kind of help us in that situation. And he kind of lost his game a little bit. And I thought he found it partway through January, and it's kind of grown ever since then. And it's taken a big leap here over the last, you know, 10 to 15 games. So it was a matter of time. He's too offensively gifted not to, you know, produce. And Evangelista is a young player that was going through the ups and downs of the season. I think he's found his game, and, you know, a lot of credit through the stretch to Mark Jankowski coming in and really kind of solidifying that line and making it, you know, he does the little things that go unnoticed. So I think they found their game, and obviously to get the scoring from Big Mac's line has been crucial for our group. And then Sizz's group always, they just do their thing. So it was good to, you know, some of those things that we were looking for the start of the year and different stretches where maybe we weren't getting it and we were relying on the big line every night. I think that's really helped catapult us a little bit here. We're a lot more dangerous than we were at different times during the season. And a lot of it is to do with that secondary scoring.
I know another thing you've been searching for an answer for, Andrew, is just playing well at home. Why does this team, you know, seem to play better on the road and not play as well at home? You got that first win. Have you identified anything else in that regard? How do you feel about, you know, where things are with the rest of this homestand?
Well, I think with our group, it's just it's about our game. I think, you know, and partly I might be partly to blame here, putting a little bit too much pressure to really, you know, play well and make this the hardest place to play in the league, because I do believe it is. And I don't know if we've, you know, put too much pressure on ourselves. And we go on the road, we just kind of have a little bit of a checking mentality. We kind of get to our game, seems a lot quicker. Now, there's all kinds of things that kind of went in it, you know, on the home, especially early on where we're giving up goals early, and you know, Colin Killing was struggling a little bit, and you're two goals down, and you chase the game, and it's four, you know. And I think that mindset that let's just try to pretend it's a road game, and, you know, that's kind of what I'm doing. And, you know, just build our game that way at home so that we're that same kind of identity we have the road, that we can start, you know, playing like at home. And I thought last game was a good step, and tonight will be a gigantic test here.
Yeah, and you mentioned the game tonight. Last thing for you, Andrew, a huge game, obviously, against a division rival, a team that you guys are very familiar with. What stands out to you about this Minnesota team in the matchup tonight?
Yeah, I mean, they're a really good team, and I've, you know, been part of their DNA for probably, you know, 15, 17 years, and they've always been a hard team to play against, and it hasn't changed a bit. So it'll be a hard game. I mean, it's you know, we're, you know, 20 games left or whatever it is, and they're all kind of big. I think for our focus is just kind of keeping that mentality that we've had and not worrying who we play against, not worrying where we are on the standings or who's winning, who's losing. I think it's really imperative that we just stick to what makes us good. And that's that relentless, that you know, energy, enthusiasm we've had of late, and that's going to propel us to be okay every game. And regardless if it's tonight or whatever down the stretch, I'm just more worried about our game and our team and where we're at and sticking to our identity. I think that's going to be the you know, the real trick here down the stretch.
Well, Andrew, thanks as always for your time. Appreciate so much you taking time to be with us this morning, and good luck tonight against Minnesota.
Thanks, guys. Good talking to you.
Absolutely. Predators head coach Andrew Brunette, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Show. We'll take your thoughts on what Brunette had to say. 615-737-1025 is our phone number. 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it's time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning here on the program. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.